Oh, wait. Well, I'll make the announcements now, even though we're in the administrative portion of our meeting. I don't think that hurts. And really, if there is anyone listening, even online, there's some details that aren't in the printed announcements because of the time of year. So this afternoon, we have two informal hearings, both Otter Tail Power. One is case 25-226 for their deferred accounting on the Langdon Repowering Project. And the other one is case PU 25-266. And that is their meter testing rule waiver extension. Day after tomorrow, on Friday, we have a formal hearing up in Bowbells, North Dakota, case number PU-24-371. That is the Northern Divide Energy Storage Siting Application. And that is at the City Hall in Bowbells. I want to move on from there a little bit, though. In our administrative portion of our meeting, we will they're never really finalized because we do end up having to move meetings, but we need to put something out as our annual calendar, and we will finalize that as best we can later on here. But for now, I think that January 7th is likely the next regular meeting. And so since that will come so shortly before some other really some other action that's really gotten a lot of public attention, I want to point some of these out. The Otter Tail Power and MDU's transmission line that will run from Allendale to Jamestown, that's case PU-25-236. We're going to be using for the first time what the legislature authorized for us to avoid when we have multiple siting hearings on the same project, where by law we had to have the company present the whole case and people got frustrated sitting through 6 or 7 hours of information before they could provide their public information. So we can now do a technical hearing and have that here in the Capitol, and then go do our public formal hearings out on the road and make it convenient for the public. So we'll use that for the first time. We have 2 days set aside for the technical hearing, January 8th and January 9th. They're both here in the Capitol building, in the Pioneer Room and the Brynhild Haugland Room. I think it's going to be moved to the Pioneer Room, but the notice says the Brynhild Haugland Room. But they're both right on the same floor of the Capitol building, and so we'll see how it works out. But I think at this point they will both be in the Pioneer Room, both at 8:30 in the morning. And if we are able to complete our work on the 8th, then it will not occur on the 9th. It's not one of these things where it's going to be repeated. Then we will go out and do the formal public hearings the following week, and it'll be Monday, Wednesday, Friday, January 12th, 14th, and 16th. On the 12th, beginning at 10 a.m., we will be in Allendale at the American Legion on Main Street. That's the 12th at 10 o'clock. On the 14th at 9:30, we will be at the Armory in Edgeley. That's the 14th at 9:30. Then on Friday the 16th, we will be at the Baymont Inn in Jamestown. That's the 16th at 9 o'clock. And the one other thing I want to point out, although Commissioner Kringstad mentioned it in opening comments, Steve's retirement celebration is Thursday afternoon. Is that the Coteau Room? Mm-hmm. In the Coteau Room?
First floor of the J Wing.
2 o'clock?
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
Thank you.
Okay, so then on the rest of the administrative agenda, we have one item on the consent calendar. I move approval of that.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
One thing, we have nothing on the discussion agenda scheduled, but I'll just add something and say, and by passage of the consent calendar, within 2 weeks, Brian Johnson will be our executive secretary / director, and we welcome you aboard and look forward to working with you in that role, Brian, because it's been a pleasure working with you in your current role. Then to the hard part.
It's easy for you.
Meetings. Well, I'm going to become a total nuisance to you guys here in a moment.
Become?
Ouch.
2 points.
Hey, you stack my portfolio game on.
I'd say that was a 3-pointer. She really nailed that one. Okay, so we had a run at this last time, and Janelle and others had done such a good job. My recollection is about all that we changed around last time was those December meetings. We added that meeting on Thursday afternoon, and I know there were some adjustments, so we ended up with meeting dates on Thursday the 3rd in the afternoon, and then normal kind of time frames on Wednesday the 16th and Wednesday the 30th. And that's where we left it. Subsequent to that, I've been appointed to extra kind of a task force at SPP that I think is... could, I suppose, strike out and be a nothing burger, but I expect is going to probably end up making some pretty monumental recommendations for the board and for the regional state committee approval. But it's going to take a lot of time and a lot of trips to work this out. And so I'm going to ask for a few changes to our schedule to accommodate that travel schedule. And the first one, if you look at February, we are scheduled for a meeting and an informal on Thursday the 5th. And I have that meeting on the 4th. And so... and they do the first meeting that we've had, we did not complete our work and it went past 5 o'clock. And so I'm not going to make it home on the 4th. And I know, especially moving our commission meetings as far back as Friday is a big task for the staff. But I'm wondering if one time we could pull it off and move it to Friday or... take care.
Take care, Dave. Merry Christmas.
At the very least, if we could move the commission meeting, if because I don't know, and I'm curious from staff too, because staff can voice opinions in our administrative meeting too. If that's a big hassle, and it's my understanding that it is, at the least, if we could move our commission meeting to Thursday afternoon. And no, leave the commission meeting in the morning and at least move the informal to Friday morning. And then I could stay in Little Rock maybe and do our commission meeting remotely and fly home in the afternoon for the informal. So the options are to move everything to Friday, problem for staff, or leave the meeting on Thursday morning, move the informal to Friday.
Yeah, I wouldn't have any concerns with that. I mean, the informal schedule is still pretty wide open. We don't have anything slated for any of that. So honestly, if you want to cancel the informal and we can – if we would need an informal hearing in that time frame, we can work around calendars.
I have a question just for understanding. Mm-hmm. Why moving both to Friday is difficult for staff? I just want to understand. I understand.
All of the things that happen after you guys sign mm-hmm. hits on the following day after. If you have it on a Friday, you're pushing all that into Monday, which impacts the next commission meeting cycle pretty hard. So it's a real impact on, like, Jerry and the admin staff.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, it helps to understand, like, timelines and yeah. the work behind the scene and
yeah. and that we take for granted sometimes.
Yeah, we're like, what?
Something happens after you sign. Yeah.
Well, the amount of detail. Yeah.
So, do you mind if we you want to move that informal to Friday morning or just and then if there's not an informal, we can cancel it and
yeah, I think we should hold those dates because yeah. it fills up fast.
Okay, so the informal for the 5th is canceled, and we'll schedule it for Friday morning on this initial schedule. And
yep.
I guess I was mainly looking this direction.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Then I'm not going to have one every month. It just kind of starts out that way. In March, we have our first commission meeting on the 4th. That is the day I have that meeting. And so kind of the same thing. If we could move that meeting to the 5th in the morning and the informal to Friday, and I'll plan on flying home on Thursday afternoon then.
That works. That works for me.
Yeah, works for me. Good luck flying.
Yeah, and
he doesn't have luck.
I know these aren't all going to work out like I'm hoping, but there's too many of these to, you know, what I usually do on SPP is plan, keep the whole next day open for emergency travel. There's just, I'm going to miss a meeting if the flight doesn't go as planned. And then if you jump to July,
can meanwhile you, I'm going to have something removed.
Okay.
On March.
Okay.
The 30th and 31st, you can remove that.
Okay.
In April, the 30th, that summit, you can remove that one.
Wait, I didn't get turned fast enough.
April 30th, CCIF Summit okay. Series.
Yep.
You can remove that.
And May 1st then?
Yep. Right? Yep. But you can keep the one in February. That's not tentative. I will be out.
Okay. Then we're ready to go to July?
Yep. Right on the summer.
And, oh, if we could, on the 7th, just, because I know we can't go further back on the calendar, if we could just reverse the order of those and have the commission meeting in the afternoon, I think I can get home by noon. And if there's an informal, I will miss it. So if it's possible, just save that for an emergency informal. Mm-hmm.
In the morning?
Yeah.
So when's your meeting?
It's on the 6th.
Okay.
But it's in Denver, so I should be able to get out. If I can't make that last flight, I should be able to get out in the morning from Denver and get here by noon for our meeting.
Yeah, and
if we have it in the afternoon.
And for that one, I will say that I don't know for sure. Our plans may be adjusting for the time that I have blocked off, so it is possible that Wednesday will free up. And so if that's the case, I think we should do what we just said and plan to set the meeting for the 7th. But if the 8th frees up, we can just bump it to the 8th.
Okay. So when you say keep it, we'll reverse the two and have the meeting in the afternoon.
Keep it as we just discussed. Yep.
Okay. And that's all I have. A little less than what it looked like a couple weeks ago. A couple of the new SPP meetings got changed some that alleviated some of my conflicts that I thought I was going to have. But I sure do appreciate your help on this to make these work out so I can participate in that committee, though.
Yeah.
And everybody is comfortable now with us providing that to Secretary of State.
Can I just... So, admittedly, I have this revised calendar and I have a lot of scribbles on it. So for my own just sanity, I guess, because I have a lot of scribbles, can I just run through from start to finish so we all know that we're on the same page? Okay, so January.
Very good idea.
So January, we're doing meetings on the 7th, which is a Wednesday, and Tuesday the 20th.
Yep.
Okay, then in February, we have a commission meeting on Thursday the 5th in the morning. The informal is moving to Friday morning the 6th.
Correct.
Then we have the 18th, and we're also moving the chili cook-off from the 27th to the 26th.
Yep.
Okay.
With me being gone, I don't know if I can make, I'll be out. Most likely I won't be here that day.
Do we want to hold a different date then for that?
Do you want to move it up to like the
19th?
That works for me.
That works.
Okay.
Okay, then in March, we're moving.
That means we'll be expecting a larger portion.
I'm on it.
Okay.
Okay, so then in March, the commission meeting is going to be on the 5th, Thursday the 5th in the morning, and the informal is Friday the 6th in the morning. And then the 18th. Is that what we agreed?
The 5th in the afternoon.
5th in the afternoon. Okay. Perfect. Okay. I missed that note. Okay. So March 5th, commission meeting in the afternoon, Friday the 6th, informal in the morning.
Yep.
Okay. Then the 18th, and then RTO updates on the 19th. Okay. Yep. April, I don't think we had any proposed changes. So Wednesday the 1st, Wednesday the 15th, Wednesday the 29th.
Which one is Easter in there? Which week?
Must be the 6th. Must be the 6th, because Good Friday is the... Oh, no. It would be the 5th. It'd be the 5th, yep.
The 5th.
Is this SPP meeting going to have us flying to... St. Louis on Easter.
The Easter Bunny will find you. He's mobile.
Okay.
Clearly a lot of people who come from cities where they don't have to work through interconnections to get to places like St. Louis, or people who work for companies with their own planes.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't mean to imply irritation.
Oh, I thought maybe you were suggesting we submit a plane request.
Okay, and then May, I think just how we had it proposed, Thursday the 14th, And then Wednesday the 27th. Mm-hmm. June, just like we proposed, Thursday the 11th, Wednesday the 24th. July on the 7th, we're going to have the informal in the morning, the commission meeting in the afternoon, with the possibility that if the 8th frees up for me, it moves to the 8th potentially. But for right now, keeping it on the 7th, just with those modifications. And then Wednesday the 29th.
Okay.
Okay. Then in August, we're keeping it as proposed, correct?
12th.
The 12th and the 26th. Mm-hmm. September, keeping everything as proposed, the 9th and the 23rd, also adding holds for informals on the 24th for potential like legislative prep.
Okay.
No changes to what we proposed in October, so it's going to be Tuesday the 6th. And Wednesday the 21st, and we're holding the 22nd for informals. November, no changes from what we proposed, Thursday the 5th, Wednesday the 18th, with holding the 19th for informals. And then December, I think last time we agreed the Thursday the 3rd in the afternoon.
For a meeting.
For a meeting. And then the 16th for a meeting and the 30th for a meeting if necessary.
Yep.
Right? Okay. We did it.
Commissioners, if I can interject as an opinion, I was told I could offer that here. Typically July, the last Friday of the North Dakota State Fair is 8/11 day. And so that would be July 24th.
Okay.
So I just wanted to make sure, since that day is set in stone, if you're interested in attending that or having that blocked off, that would be
a
good time to do that now.
Can we add that,
Perfect.
Please?
Yep. The 24th of July. Yep.
Good catch.
Correct. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Good catch.
Yeah.
Are there other annual meetings that we've been having that we've missed? I mean, I know we do cyber, RTO. What about railroad?
We typically work for railroad safety. I reach out to the railroads and offer some of the informal dates that we've got. Usually that takes place in April or May. And so that's not like a set in stone date, but I'll start working with them right at the beginning of 26 on getting that scheduled.
Yeah.
And then work with the three of you on that.
Yeah. It's kind of nice to have those. Yep.
Yep. Anything else? I don't think we've ever done our annual scheduling and the meeting, and we're done in less than an hour. But we are, because this meeting's adjourned.
It's because we have the camera.